Frontier Fighters. Frontier fighters, daring, intrepid sons of courage whose high sense of duty made them lay down their lives that the West might not perish. In 1868, General William Tecumseh Sherman procured Chief Red Cloud's signature to a treaty. The Indians were to withdraw to a large reservation in the Black Hills of South Dakota. So vast was the place where the red men were to have their home that it was bounded by the Yellowstone on the north, the Missouri on the east, the North Platte on the south, and the Big Horn Mountains on the west. Said the great chief Red Cloud in council,
"It is well we sign treaty with pale faces. They make bigger medicine than red men. Reservation good for Indian. Much buffalo, deer, antelope, elk, bighorn sheep, grizzly bear. Rivers are filled with fish and trees with singing birds. There we will live in peace. Let pale faces use the plow, and like women, sow and reap. Braves and hunters, we will be to the end, and the Great Spirit will look after his children. It is well, my brothers."
Red Cloud spoke with the tongue of peace, but Sitting Bull, Crazy Horse, Rain in the Face,
"My soldiers, these Indians, as they are of my long yellow hair. Because I've never been even grazed by one of their bullets, they think my yellow hair must be a charm." Here come the scouts. We'll soon know what the plan of attack will be.
General Custer, I have the honor to report that the enemy has set up their teepees on the west bank of the Little Bighorn.
Oh.
I could see only one Indian village.
Just as I thought. That's all, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Now, to make short work of this, here is the plan. We'll trap the Indians by strategy. My troops will be divided into three divisions.
Divide your troops, General?
Of course. You, Benteen, will strike for the upper end of the Indian encampment. I'll take five companies and drive straight at the village. Major Reno will operate midway between the two forces. That's the plan of attack. The backbone of the rebellion will be broken, and the Indians will find peace and contentment on their reservation.
Your orders shall be carried out, General Custer, to the letter.
General, in line of duty, one always obeys the orders of his superior officer. But what if, just by chance, sir, you should meet a force 10 times larger than you think?
If such a force should be met, Captain, my men and I will do our duty as soldiers and gentlemen of the 7th Cavalry.
In this way did General George A. Custer fatally divide his troops and unwittingly took up the march to his doom. Sitting Bull and his warriors no longer fled from the pale faces, but sought them out. And it was here, in the southeastern section of Montana, that he massed thousands of braves. Between the Little Bighorn and the Bighorn, there were swarms of well-armed, magnificently disciplined Sioux, Cheyennes, and their allies, decked in feathers, streaked with paint, and thirsting for the blood of their longtime enemy. And down the valley, only a few miles away, rode a thin line of men, clad in buckskin and blue. Captain Benteen, through miscalculation, went wide of the village. Reno was repulsed against the south end, and Custer, ignorant of the sudden whirl of events, dashed full into the powerful ranks of the red man.
General Custer, look! Thousands of Redskins! We're in a trap!
We'll soon get out of it if we are.
They're surrounding us. North, east, south, west. There they come for us, those red devils! Retreat! Retreat!
Retreat!
Retreat!
Retreat!
Can't be long now until we get some help from Benteen and Reno. Help has got to come. Sergeant, how many men have we lost?
50, sir.
My brother Tom, my brother-in-law Captain Calhoun, my nephew Artie Reed. Are they all right?
General, they're all dead.
God rest their souls. We must fight on till help comes. We must fight on. Fight on, men! Fight on! I sent a messenger for reinforcements. Don't give an inch! Fight! Fight!
They're getting closer, General.
How's the ammunition holding up?
Going pretty fast, sir. The mules of the ammunition stampeded or were shot. The fighting began. Each man had 50 rounds apiece on them.
Help must come. It must.
The devils are picking our men off at long range. They must have stolen hundreds of high-powered rifles.
Well, we have carbines and revolvers.
Here comes your Indian scout, Curly, sir. Paint it and dress up like a Sioux.
Sir, General Custer, men dying more each minute. Curly not leave until fight or lost. Then he makes you up a Sioux warrior, and you escape the fort. Curly loved his white chief, General.
I live if my men live, Curly. I die if my men die. That's the way of a soldier.
Your carbine's empty, General. Take this one.
Fire away, men. Make every bullet count.
I'm out of ammunition, sir. But I've emptied this revolver. I'm through fighting unless I use my bare hands.
Look, General. Four men dead, but 25.
25 living out of 112. Fight on, men. Fight on while there's a man of you alive. We're not defeated.
Bull, he go past on horse. He looking for you, General.
And I'm looking for him.
The men are all down but eight now, sir. And I...
All down but seven.
May the great spirit make us meet on the happy hunt.
Kill them all! Kill! 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 Kill Yellowhead! Kill Yellowhead!
Kill! It's over! God have mercy on the souls of all of us. Fight! Fight while there's a man of you left! I am giving him the last bullet in my carbine! Fight!
Thus died General George A. Custer, fighting to his last bullet and his last breath. He did not fight Indians because he hated them, but in a day when there were frontiers to be guarded and frontiers to be won for civilization and posterity, he did his duty as he saw it. And on the scrolls of time, General George Custer and those ill-fated 112 officers and men will be honored by every man, woman, and child for centuries to come as heroes all, frontier fighters.